MMA League. You're speaking with Aaron. Nice to you.
Hi, I'm a Potomac call from Aaron.
That's myself, sir. And can I grab your name, please?
It's William McLean.
Okay, sir, bear with me one second. Just trying to pull up your file, sir. So, thank you very much for returning my call, William. I do appreciate it.
I've left my phone on the job. That's why I've had all the missed calls.
No, that's okay. Don't worry. I understand. Just for data protection, William, can you confirm your address for me, please?
73/2 Cycle Drive.
Perfect. And the postcode?
It's EH114QL.
Perfect. Thank you very much for confirming that. Okay, so the purpose of my call, William, obviously you have started the application with ourselves for the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yep.
So what my point of call was, obviously you're speaking to the investigation team here at MMA Legal now. So what I'm here to do is just gather a little bit more knowledge in regards to obviously your time and care and about yourself. I'll also gather some information in regards to where you're registered with your GP and confirm the local authorities that placed you in the care settings as well, so we can request the records from them.
Yep.
Then I'll also give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to go moving forward, go through the legal fees with you at the end, and then I'll send you back on your way to enjoy your evening. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
No worries, William. I'll be as quick as I can for you. Okay, so just to start off, William, just because we are gathering our knowledge in regards to when we are sending these requests off, can I grab your mother and father's name, please?
Jackie Murphy.
Jackie, and what's the surname, sorry?
Murphy.
Could you spell that one for me?
M-U-R-P-H-Y, Murphy.
Okay, did you say Murphy or Nerfy?
Murphy.
Murphy, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And your father's name as well, please?
It's David McLean.
Perfect, okay. Okay, and David McLean is dad. Okay. And one thing I have forgot to say as well, William, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes as well.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So I confirm.
My dad's deceased now. I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
No, obviously that won't be an issue. It's only so National Records of Scotland can link your records to your birth mum and dad. This is obviously one question that we were missing from a few of our clients. So when we've gone to send off the records, this is a common piece of information that they're requiring back. So obviously they don't make any contact or nothing like that. It's just so they can link it more so to the birth certificates and stuff like that.
Maybe.
Also, do you know your address before you were placed in care at all?
Or
even the area that you lived in?
It was Granton. Wardyburn Place South was the street.
Okay, bear with me. Can you spell that one out for me? And I'll be able to...
W-A-R.
W-A-R.
D-I-E.
D-I-E, yep.
B-U-R-N.
B-U-R-N.
And South. Place South, sorry.
Yep. Is that in Edinburgh?
Yes.
Yep, no worries, I've got that.
Just for clarity, when do you know when...
And that would have been about 96 or 97.
...into your system?
Around 1996, 97.
Right, okay, so it appears that you've probably moved addresses. So I take it you just...
Okay.
...you have a previous address in 2019.
Okay, William. So thank you very much for confirming them details with me. Just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself, are you currently experiencing any mental health issues at the minute?
A wee bit, but no due to that. So I've recently separated from my girlfriend after 17 years. So,
Oh, wow, I'm sorry to hear that. I know, obviously, man to man, it's not the it's not the nicest thing to go through life, as I have been through a severe breakup myself. It's not the it's not the nicest. But I hope you're coping well.
It can be better, but life goes on.
It certainly does, and the main thing you can do is wake up every day with a smile on your face. Times can be hard, I understand that.
Well, right now I'm waking up, I don't have any smile yet, but
The smile will come, and I can already hear it through the phone call. I don't have to see you to hear that one, so good on you, man.
Not a problem.
That's not a problem, lad, I understand. Yeah, so you're currently suffering with obviously a little bit of downness, shall we say. I'm not going to say depression, I don't like saying that word as much. It's just a bit down at the minute. So. But from your time in care, do you feel like that's affected you in any way in regards to anxiety, trust issues, PTSD?
Well, with me being in care, it sort of fucked up my whole family situation. Like, even to this very day, like, I've got no contact with my brothers, and that's pretty much been since I've been in care. Like,
yeah.
I sort of lost contact with them, and next to no family, I would say, due to being in care.
Yeah. Okay. And do you abuse any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
I smoke weed. It's not all the time.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Client doesn't, but you don't drink?
Nah. It's something I've never really done.
Okay, that's not a problem. So when it comes to the smoking cannabis, is that... You said it's not every day.
Nah, I can't afford to smoke every day. I probably would if I could, but...
I do understand that. Does... And your
postcode? Just feel like it relaxes me a lot more. And
yeah.
Makes me think a lot more, but can never get a plan of action to go on and do it.
Yeah, no. To be honest, I know, from some law firms, it's, I can sometimes just be a voice behind the phone. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just as much as human as you, and you know, I've been an ex cannabis smoker. I never done it as a daily thing. I've done it more of a nightly thing. I used to deal with or suffer from vivid nightmares. So I used to smoke cannabis of a night to help me sleep, and sometimes even get me head together of a morning. So I understand that, obviously. And sometimes block out the cloudiness in the head, and it can kind of straighten your head in some ways, can't it?
To be honest, I
end up smoking it stupidly for about 12 years, something like that. So in the end, I weren't even really getting the high from it. It was more so the clear mindset behind it more than anything. But then, again, obviously, it helped with my sleep. So I can understand with, obviously, yourself and, you know, many of my other clients saying, you know, that you're smoking more of a night. It's to help really the sleep as well, isn't it?
Pretty much, aye.
Yeah. Okay. And one question I do have to ask you, William, and I do apologise for asking, so, as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Years ago.
Okay,
cut my wrist.
Cut your wrists, okay. I do apologise about that, William. It's not the best of circumstances to come to, is it? I do apologise. Obviously, that was the only moment that you felt was necessary to do at the time. Client has self passed. And how long ago would you say this was?
Probably when I was like 16, 17.
Yeah, so about 25 years ago. Okay. Thank you very much for being open and honest with that, though. I know it does take some courage to do so. Thank you. When it comes to being registered with your doctors, what's the name of the practice that you're registered with?
Westerfields.
Could you spell that one for me? I do apologise.
That's all right. W-E-S.
Yep.
P-E-R.
Yep.
H-A-I-L. E-S. Medical Centre.
And are they located in Edinburgh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me.
Well, it might actually be called the Healthy Living Centre. Wester Hills is Healthy Living Centre.
I've got them. Oh, yeah. Located within the Wester Hills Healthy Living Centre. Okay, so they're on 30 Harvesters Way.
Yes, that's it.
Perfect, okay. And how long would you say you've been registered there for?
Probably the last 20 years.
Okay, perfect.
That should be all we need, Suzanne, so leave it with me, okay? And as I said, as soon as we've got all
the bells, perfect, okay. And, okay, so when it comes to your care settings, we've got your first care setting being a care home in Drylaw, Edinburgh.
Yep.
Okay, and was that the name of the care setting, Drylaw?
Drylaw Home is what I've always known it as.
Okay, Drylaw. Was that a children's home, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Children's. Okay, let's have a look, see what comes up. Yeah, we've got them here. 135 Easter Drylaw Drive. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, and I've got you down here as you were there in 1996.
That would have been Drylaw. Oh.
Yeah. Was you at Drylaw in 1996?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And how long was that placement for?
Just a few months, I think. I'll say like between 3 and 6 months, I believe.
Okay.
I could be totally wrong, like, this has gone back. My memory's not the best.
Yeah, no, that's fine. When we gather these records on yourself anyway, they'll have the correct timestamps on them. So, obviously, this is just more so like a rough gauge, so we've got our years right, shall we say.
Right, perfect.
Okay, and then from Drylaw, did you go to Howden Hall?
Howden Hall Secure Unit.
Yeah. Have a look. Let's get the details for that one. Okay, and you were there in 1996, and it says to 1997.
I'm not sure about the dates,
but it was after Drylaw, obviously. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, and then after Howden Hall, we've got Hillside Residential School.
Yes, that was in Aberdour-Fife.
Yep, got that, yeah. Leavan area, perfect. Okay, so what we'll do, William, sorry, and was you there for around about 3 years, was it?
Yeah, I was there until turned 16 and left.
Okay, that's fine. No worries. Thank you very much for confirming them care settings. What we'll do, William, is we will request your records, obviously, from your GP and the local authorities in charge of your care settings. So I can see that that would be Edinburgh City Council, Fife City Council, and just to confirm, yeah, Howden Hall as well is under Edinburgh. So we'll request your records from Edinburgh Council and Fife Council, as well as your medical records as well. Once we receive them records, would you want us to go through them records with yourself at all?
What happens with the records once you've got them? Is there a, like, can I get them off you after, or?
Yeah, I mean, we can always post them out to yourself. They are your records.
I would take the records once you've done what you have to do, in fact.
Yeah, of course, that's not a problem at all. So what we'll do is we'll give you a phone call and go through your records with you. And obviously we'll advise of what we've got in front of us, link anything medically into your case as well. You know, i.e., you know, if you've gone to your doctor's appointments and told them, just say, for instance, about, like, you know, mental health affecting you because of your time and care, then that's evidence that we can link and put into the case, alongside, obviously, reasons for being in care. If you are unsure, we can disclose that information with yourself. We can go through all them records with you, and obviously any questions that you've got around them, we can answer for you. So that's what we'll do with your records. We just use your records to strengthen your case once, and obviously pull anything that we can to as I say, strengthen it. Once obviously we are done with the records as your request, we will then send them out to you.
Perfect.
I would like records.
See, in regards to the phone call, we go through the records. I work from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4, so the best time to phone me is like after 4:30, if that's possible.
Yeah, I'll make a note of that. Just bear with me.
Just, I always leave my phone in my bag because I'm a labourer, so
yeah,
I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. We're open till 5 anyway, as in the office here, so we'll give you a call around about 4:30. I'll make a note on your file after my notes here. Obviously, just disclosing that. No, that's not a problem. I understand. We've, you know, you've got to work. I would like to.
Take it, you're a Liverpool man, yeah?
Yeah, I am. I'm a Liverpool man, born and bred Scouser.
I like this Scouser.
Yeah, exactly. I hear that quite a lot from, obviously, the Scottish people. And I had a bit of an older guy a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, Scousers and Scottish, you know, we're just the same. You know, we like to drink, we like to have a laugh, he went, but you can't have a laugh with a southerner. Yeah, we've got the same banter, yeah, but you can't have the same banter with someone from London, can you? I was like, no, you're that right, to be honest. exactly. But just obviously a question outside of this, where would you draw the line in the UK in regards to, you know, the northern and southern side of things? Where would your line be?
My line would be from Liverpool right across Manchester and whatever else is on the right-hand side, up to Newcastle.
Yeah, okay, so anything below Liverpool is more southern to you, then, is it?
I would say so, aye.
Okay, yeah, no, fair enough, I understand that. I've seen a few things on social media where, like, the, you know, people are, you know, trying to see where their line would be for the divide, shall we say. And I've seen the divide line go as low as just at the top of Birmingham.
Oh no, that's too close.
It's too close. Okay, yeah. So we'll go through them records with you. I'll also make the notes to get them sent out. Okay, William. So what'll happen from here is obviously the the journey moving forward, it is around about a 6 to 12 month process.
Yep.
In that time, obviously, we'll be doing everything we can to strengthen your case and make the best possible case to present to the Scottish Government. We'll give you an update every, you know, around about 6 to 8 weeks in regards to, you know, how we're progressing with your case, what we're doing to, again, strengthen your case and, you know, build the best possible case that we can for yourself. What happens is that your case gets put forward to an independent panel within the Scottish Government. Now, that independent panel deal with your case behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere when it comes to the resolution to, you know, to your application. What we'll do is we'll inform you, whether that be by email or telephone, of when the panel date will be, and also the conclusion to your case as well. So what we first and foremost like to do as a law firm is fight for an official apology from the Scottish Government for the recognition of wrongdoing during your time in care, but also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So just before I do conclude this phone call, I will just go through the legal fees with yourself. My colleague, you had the initial phone call with Jamie. Gemma. She would have gone through the these legal fees with yourself, and they are within your emails as well, to the documents that we've sent out, the fee agreements. So what I'll do is I'll just run through them with you again, just to remind you. And once that's done, I'll then formally ask you if on this recorded call if you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward. And then, as I said, yeah, once that's done, I can send you back on your way to enjoy a nice evening. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect, William. Thank you very much. Okay, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you are and do have three options to yourself and applicable for three different types of funding.
I'm going to go with the last one, just so you know.
Oh, perfect. There you go. As I said, it is a recorded call, so you do understand what that last option is. But that's obviously, yeah, I'll just remind you, the last option is that we are a no-win-no-fee law firm. So the highest percentage and capped percentage that we take out of your compensation is 19.2%. So it doesn't matter on what compensation that you do receive, we won't come and, you know, take any more. We just obviously want to be settled for the time, work and effort that's been put into your case.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, not a problem, William. Thank you very much. If you ever come unstuck being a labourer, William, you're more than welcome to come and work for us as well here, you know.
I'm no clever enough for that.
Hey, perfect. Hey, honestly, you don't have to you don't have to be clever. You just have to have a good mindset and a good heart, and it always goes a long way. I'm not the cleverest as myself, but obviously, yeah, I'm smart enough to get me wits about what's right and what's wrong, and that's all it is in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before I let you go, William, is there any questions that you may have for myself?
Nah, everything seems all right so far.
Perfect. Well, yeah, save this number. Obviously, appreciate you returning the call, and I'm glad we were able to conduct this call today. If you do have any questions in the meantime between now and our next phone call, you're more than welcome to give us a call back. Just before you do go, before I do let you go, I can see that we do require some ID and proof of address as well, just to...
I did send somebody, I think the guy who... like a sun glare or something.
Right, okay.
When you do that, I'm actually not, because I'm in temporary accommodation just now, I'm homeless. I've not really got much mail coming to this address. Can I take a screenshot from like an Amazon account or an e-account that's got my address?
Yeah, obviously an electronic phone bill is completely fine, like a screenshot. Just obviously make sure that it is dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah, broadband bill, because I'm pay-as-you-go on my mobile, but I do pay for internet here.
Yeah, that's fine, just as long as it's got your 73/2 Sighthill Drive, as long as that address is listed. We, and you know, it matches your application, that's completely fine. You can also back that up with a birth certificate, a passport, even a provisional license. Whatever ID you have, but whatever your
passport.
A passport, yeah, that's perfect. So just a passport and your electronic bill, that's completely fine. If there is any, if there is any issues, I'll just obviously ring or email or message you back. Do you have our email address?
I've still got a couple of your emails in my email. Turn that.
What I'll do if it's easier, do you have WhatsApp?
Yeah, I've spoke to somebody on WhatsApp. I can't remember who it was, and that was the guy I fed my passport to already, but he said because my address thing was a delivery and it was stuck on, he says that wasn't good enough.
Right, okay, yeah, that does sound like my team in Stockport that you've spoken to.
Right, well, I just retake the pictures and then send them to the WhatsApp group that I've already spoke to, or...
No, what I'll do is I'll send you a message. As I said, they're a completely different department to us. So I'll send you a message on WhatsApp now, just so you've got our... Just so you can then reply back with the images. And as I said, if there is any issues, anything like that, I'll send you a message back. Just with your passport as well. Just make sure that you've got all four corners in the picture as well for us, please, William.
Wait, is there anything that I shouldn't be showing on my passport?
No.
We have to take a picture then.
Yeah. Only because obviously we do work within data protection, and we stick to them guidelines pretty strictly. So none of your information or data is shared with any third parties, anything like that. Everything's all private and confidential.
No bother.
Okay. So as I said, if there's any issues, anything like that, I just send you a quick message back. But once I've received them, I'll upload them to your file, and then we can progress your application over to getting them records requested on yourself then.
Perfect.
No worries, William. Any other questions before I go?
No, that's me.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for your time, William. I do appreciate it, and have a wonderful evening, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much now.
Cheers.
Bye now. Bye.